We've kept this gentleman waiting in our green room now for 48 hours. We got delayed on Tuesday, and then we called Nolan yesterday. So finally, we bring him into the studio. Shorty DeFazio, our memorabilia expert.
Guys?
Hey, Shorty, good morning.
I've been out there in the green room like for forever.
Sorry about that.
It's been forever. I don't understand why you guys putting me off.
Well, we had to switch up our schedule a little bit.
It's ridiculous. Hey, my cousin who works on the Touchdown Brother says hello.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He works up there in Philly. You know, that's kind of in the area of the country where my shop is.
Yeah, go ahead and plug your shop.
All right, it's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. It's up there from the Northeast area. Yeah. It's a shop that sells whatnots and bric-a-bricks and things like that, you know. Odd items from the sports world.
Great. All sports memorabilia.
Yeah, sports memorabilia. And since, I don't know if some of your viewers have noticed this, but we have the Super Bowl that's coming up here pretty soon in Las Vegas.
Yeah, week and a half.
Yeah. A week and a half. And I'm going to be there. I'm taking my stuff out on the road here. Going to set up a Schwab.
A what?
A shoe op.
It's a shoe op.
Out there to sell some of these items, and I'm on a layover here at DFW.
Okay.
That you guys have made much longer because I've been in the green room for so long. But I brought a few for you here. Some classic items from Super Bowl and playoff histories of yesteryear.
Well, look at some of this stuff, Ben.
Yeah, let's look at it. All right, let's see. We got here. These are some Joe Namath Game 1 pantyhose, $400.
Okay. He wore them in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Broadway Joe is what they called him. And he wore pantyhose like all the time for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, $400. I know you're a big fan of Joe, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And he's from up there where I am, you know, Pennsylvania area, the Northeast. Yeah.
The cradle of quarterbacks.
What?
What?
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, we have here, this may go over well here in the DFW. That's short for DFW.
Yeah, we got it.
This is a Dak Prescott playoff tanking kit authenticated by Tony Romo.
Okay, come on.
So it's very authentic. $1,500.
I don't think it's going to be big around here.
Here is a Tony Romo playoff tanking kit authenticated by Danny White.
Now stop that.
That's $200.
Stop that.
NFC title games.
How about this? The Dwight Clark ball.
Whoa.
$7,000.
Wow, from the catch.
The one from the catch?
No, this is an actual ball from a botched vasectomy that Dwight got.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Towards his middle
that?
Age there
that.
And everything. That's $7,000.
Dollars.
How about this? We got an Andy Reid bedpan. $200.
Well, nobody wants that.
He carries it with him everywhere he goes on the road.
No.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I paid off a housekeeper at one of the hotel rooms. I got it.
Okay.
I got the Andy Reid bedpan. Yeah. How about this? Patrick Mahomes earplugs designed specifically to block out the exact frequencies of Brittany Mahomes' voice, $500.
Boy, that's some kind of technology there.
$500. How about a Travis Kelce douche bro party kit? Complete with Dave Matthews and Beastie Boys CDs, along with hand-drawn pics of Camaros and Dodge Challengers that Travis doodles when he's on the sidelines. Yeah, that's $600.
Yeah, I might get that.
Hey, anybody here ever heard of Dan Campbell? Huh?
Well, sure.
Who hasn't heard of Dan Campbell?
Yeah, we all have.
How about this? Dan Campbell's When to Go For It book. It's one page, and it says all the effing time in a huge font.
That's all it says.
Yeah, that's all it says, $100.
$100.
What?
What?
Bill Belichick rejection letters he sent to all 31 teams that didn't fire him but wanted to hire him, $76.
Boy,
that's a bargain.
You got those fast.
Got those really fast, yeah. Taylor Swift undergarments.
Oh, boy.
The one she actually used while not committing to her moves during the ERAS tour. She's on that tour called ERAS.
Yeah.
And it's $300. There you go. And how about any NBA fans here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We all love
the
NBA.
How about some game one ballet tights worn by Luca? We see him out all the time. $500.
Ballet.
Hey! What do I know?
Knock him around.
Kill me! Knock him around!
Those are unusual items.
There goes Shorty DeFazio. We'll look for him.
in Las Vegas.